You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Im, and I'm here with Ed Stetzer.
And hello from Ed Stetzer in Chicagoland. I wanted to make that as awkward and formal as possible.
That was. There's a little bit of an awkward delay there.
Because I was having my breakfast. Can you tell? Is that bad?
Okay. What's your breakfast today?
I'm trying to lose weight, so I'm on a diet. So it's like light bread, and light bread is horrible. Light bread in eternity, we're gonna have Wonder Bread. And if you go to the wrong place, you're gonna have light bread, and that's how it works.
so your diet. What kind of diet are you doing right now? Because usually you don't eat carbs.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing Weight Watchers with my wife. So I'm trying that. So
all right,
now the whole world's gonna know. Now the whole world's gonna know because you shared that. But okay, that's all right. That's fun. It's not like the whole world doesn't know I need to lose a little weight.
No, man. Hey, when I was at Costco, I remember coming across the high carb diet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a book called The High Carb Diet, especially these days.
I call that every day.
Yeah.
That's been my day, is high carb diet. That's what I'm trying to get off of, a high carb diet.
Yeah. Hey, fun fact, my wife is doing a weight loss program, not keto. It's called like Faster Way to Weight Loss, or I don't know, something like that. But basically, it's like,
I can tell you're really involved in your wife's life. It's something like that. I don't even know what's my wife's name. I don't even remember her name.
But the interesting thing about the diet, and I just learned this yesterday when we were over at friend's house, is that for ladies, apparently keto is not, it works really well for guys, but not for ladies. Because apparently the fact that you're pulling out an entire food group affects their thyroid, and there are a few other ways it affects women that it doesn't affect men. So she's kind of doing it's like a modified version of keto. It's interesting.
I don't know that I would say it's interesting. I think, but it's, I love you, and I'm sure you love your wife, and that's awesome. I'll tell you, my wife lost 51 pounds, so that's why I am doing what she's doing. I'm joining what she's doing because she's just done amazing. So I'm all on board.
That's
but
crazy.
I bet people don't want to hear about our health issues. So let's jump in.
All right,
and let's talk about the question of the day.
Okay, today's a great question about what to do the Monday after your preview service. So let's listen in.
Hi, Daniel, Todd, Ned. This is Tim from Searchlight Church in Long Branch. It's the Monday after our first preview service. We had 85 people show up to our first soft launch, and we captured a ton of information from them that I'd like to put to good use. Most people gave me their email and said they'd be willing to answer a few questions about their experience. So my question for you is, post a preview service, what kind of questions would you ask to people that trusted you enough to give you their information that they're willing to give feedback? Along the same lines, we'll have a debrief with the core team, 20 people that helped us launch. What kind of questions and feedback would you be looking for them before our next preview service, which is in 5 weeks? One more preview service after that, and we're going hard launch November 4th. Super exciting. It's amazing to see what God's doing. I'm a little hoarse today, a little exhausted, but couldn't be happier with how life is going. So thanks for your help. Thanks for all you guys do. Look forward to hearing from you.
All right, so let's divide this podcast up into two parts. The first is, what kind of questions would you ask your church between the first preview service and the next preview service, just the entire church that's come out? And then secondly, what kind of questions would you ask your core team? So let's talk with the entire church, right? He has the emails, he has the contact information for everyone who has come to his preview services. What would you want to ask them, Ed?
Gosh, well, I mean, I think part of it, you want to ask questions in such a way that you exhort them to come back. You know, what was, you know, helping them to kind of reflect on the service. Now, if he's using it sort of like a kind of like an email that he sends out, I don't know. I went to I forget where it was. I went to some company and they sent me an email, kind of, here, how did it go? And I said, this was good. Whenever I fly United, I get like a review I can give to them. And I'm assuming that's not what he's asking. So I would try to do something more like, you know, what was there anything that you left with a question? Is there any way that we can help you? I'd ask some others around that, like, you know, whatever. But what I'm trying to do is use it as an opportunity to engage. And based on what you saw, based on what you saw or learned, would you like anyone from our church to contact you? So I would use it something a little bit more like that, subtle, not aggressive. just kind of gracious. But yeah, I would, I would specifically try to engage them rather than just survey them.
Man, you know, that's a really good point, because there are two ways. I mean, obviously he could go the straight stock feedback form, like event, you know, you could use SurveyMonkey and get an event feedback form template, and you can treat the preview services like an event, and it's like super formal, you know, boring language, it's a standard survey. Or like you said, he can use it as a way to convey vision, actually. So even to the point of, you know, having a question like, hey, during worship, how did you connect with God? Or did you connect with God? Or during the message?
I guess that would, no, but the tough one was, is he going to get those information back or not? That's what I probably should. But I like where you're headed. It's a reflection form for what you're suggesting.
Yeah, because in a way you're getting feedback, but also you're reminding them, even if you're saying, hey, in the message, here were the 3 points, what resonated with you most, and were you able to apply something this week? So I think really reflecting back, casting vision, using the feedback form as a way to like you said, Ed, help people return or ask people return would be great. But in terms of getting people to fill it out, honestly, you need a carrot.
Yeah, yeah. And you could actually do something like that where you can say, you know, come back, use this, you want to return, there's a free something in the back or something like that. But you know, I think the tricky part is just to kind of be both respectful, you know, so it's not like, you know, there's not 15 question thing. You want to be respectful, you want to be help them be thoughtful, and then you want to engage them. And that's the key too. You want to engage them on the other side. And can you engage them on the other side? I think so. You know, you can engage them by seeking to maybe reach out to the community, to them, and, you know, kind of ask the community, say, here's how you can engage back with us.
Yeah. So having a portion at the bottom saying, hey, would it be okay if we reach out to you, or do you have any questions? Would you like to, especially during the preview service time, there's a lot more time because you're not preparing a message every single week, and there's a lot of prep time to even reach out and say, hey, would you like to meet up? And having coffee with those who have come to your previous service would be a great use of your time as well. Now, Ed.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
What about on the flip side? Like, what kind of questions would you ask differently to the core team? Because obviously, you know, basically, if you're sending this out, Tim, one to everyone in the church and one to those in your core team, I would make sure that the core team are not, you know, they're only filling out their version, not everyone else's version. So that,
yeah,
you know, make sure you kind of split that up. but how would you ask different questions there?
Yeah, so I think I would probably ask them questions that would be more help us to do better next time. I would probably say, you know, tell me what you think went well, what you think went badly, what do you think we should change, what do you think we should do the same? Just something for simple like that. Well, badly, do the same, change. And just give everyone a chance to kind of speak into it. One of the things that will happen is that for a lot of people, it will be a surprise, kind of a big surprise, that things didn't go particularly well. And if it didn't go particularly well, I think, you know, then, I mean, to them, they might make changes, things of that sort. But I think the question you have to ask is how do you best give them the opportunity to express their opinions without making this into everyone has to do it this way or that way, or like this or like that. But that's what I would suggest would be, is give people a chance to give feedback, but not be overwhelmingly negative as well.
That's a good word. Well, before we hit our last point and talk about some of the prep details before the hard launch on November 4th, I just wanted to share with you that today's episode is brought to you in part by Noah's Event Venue, which is the
our
perfect
first sponsor.
Venue.
Well, it's probably not our first sponsor.
Yeah, not our first sponsor.
Have we had a sponsor before? I don't notice these things.
So Noah's Event Venue is the perfect venue for
Noah's Ark
events. Yeah, kind of like Noah's Ark. I don't know if that would be officially in their branding, but...
All right, Noah's... What's it? Because you never tell me these things beforehand. Noah's Event Venue, V-E-N-U-E. I'm Googling it to see.
Yeah, Noah's...
Okay, cool. So they have like venues all across the country. And
yeah, 40 venues. Half of them are rented by church groups.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the cool thing about Noah's Event Venue is, I mean, when you're looking for a church plant or a campus to, you know, a location to meet in... where you're meeting is one of the most important parts of your church. And once you find that place, right, the next thing you need to do is assess whether or not the facilities and the flow and the setup are going to work for your church. Well, the cool thing about Noah's Event Venue, and this is what I love about them, is that they actually do the setup for you. So after meeting with their people, you'll figure out setup, all that stuff. They'll actually set up all the chairs for you, sound, tables, everything. So the cool thing about Noah's Event Venue is that they're really there to serve you. So if you're looking for a location for your church plant or campus, go to noaseventvenue.com/church. Once again, that's noaseventvenue.com/church.
So my question is, should you go like two by two when you go to church?
Hey, are you in favor for the center aisle or not?
Come on, that was funny.
It was, but I wanted to switch. Okay, let's get back to it. Okay, hard launch November 4. The cool thing that Tim was talking about in the sense that he had the preview services and, you know, he had about 85 shown up at their first soft launch. They have a couple more before their hard launch. Would you expect that number, every preview service would go up until the hard launch? And if so, what should he do to increase that over the next two preview services?
Well, I mean, this is part of the challenge, is that sometimes people treat their first preview service as their launch service and they get all ready and riled up. And so then they have this huge preview service and the next preview service is less, and the next preview service is less. And then maybe the launch service is, the launch service is less or the same as the first preview. So what I would say is, I would say first preview, don't pull out all the stops. It's just kind of a practice service for your folks. Second preview, have all them bring their friends. Third preview, send out a mailer or some sort of, have your people call people, pass out flyers. And then the grand opening, the launch service, go all out. So I think it's just a question of you building that well. And it's not easy to do, but you got to do that well if you're going to build the services on one another. That's what you want. You want people to say, man, we had more of the first service, more of the second, more of the third, more of the fourth. And then when we launch, that's awesome. And just, I think that's every time. I never had one. No, that's not true. One time I was planning a church and our second preview service got some, I think, was it snow? I don't remember where I lived. No, it was rain, weather, I don't know, something bad. And I remember I had one where we had a good first preview service, really low second preview service, third preview service was back in the swing, and then we launched. And again, we just typically do three.
So then would you talking about or thinking back to Tim's idea of surveying, would you survey after each preview service or would you just do it that one time and then go on?
No, I don't know that. I think I'd still try to reach out to all the new people. I'd still try to reach out. It's just a way to connect. But I think ultimately for me, it's got the way to connect and boom, 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 boom. But for me, I would survey the core team each time to see what we can do better, what we can learn from, that kind of stuff.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for listening in to the New Churches Q&A podcast. If you haven't yet left us a question, be sure to do that. You can go to speakpipe.com/newchurches if you're on your mobile device, or you can go to newchurches.com on your computer and hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail. Well, we'll catch you next time.